Now, the exhibition Charles IV, Emperor by the Grace of God, held at Prague Castle early in the year, has been described as one of the most important cultural events of the decade. The most valuable artworks of Czech origin scattered among collectors in Europe and the United States were successfully assembled for reconstruction of life under the Luxembourgs. The exhibition has had numerous accompanying events. One of the most interesting is the creation of a perfect replica of a medieval crane, which now stands in the castle's north courtyard. The crane is fully functional and was made according to illustrations from the Wenceslas Bible, dating to the late 14th century. This week, visitors could see the crane in action, and Daniela Lazarová went along to admire it. She spoke with Ondřej Protiva, a carpenter who helped to create it and manned it for the benefit of the crowd.
Here we have the wooden crane. It's the copy from 14th century. So you just hear the noise of the crane. So yeah, we just lift some logs and move it from the side to the other side. So
it's man-powered, obviously. It's all wooden, the whole construction, and it's man-powered. You were just in the wheel. Can you explain how it works?
Well, it's really simple. If you have 50 kilograms, you are able to lift about 500 kilograms. And this crane is able to do 1,000 kilograms. So it has two wheels, and if you are alone, you are able to lift up about 500. And in two people, you are able to lift up 1 ton. No problem.
What was it used for?
It was used for building cathedrals and all the buildings you can see from Gothic from 14th century. And it's this kind of cranes are working the start of the steam engines and stuff like that. The people always use the human power or the animal power, but human power is much more sophisticated because you can speak with the people who are working inside, so you have control.
How many people worked a crane like this?
It's 3 or 4 people. It's enough for work with this one.
How did you get an international team together?
Oh, we met them in some symposium in Poland, the group of people from America. And for build this crane, we used the technology from 14th century. So we used the axes and saws and stuff like that. Our American friends like that. So they decide to cooperate with us to build the crane. And this crane is not just the game. We will use it for repair one other castle, not the Prague castle, but the castle Tocnik, and we hope to use it for 2 years, and then it will stay there just like the exposition.
How long did it take? You said 15 people. How long did it take you to build this? It looks very impressive.
It takes about 2.5 months, but including the cut down the trees in the forest with the axes.
Was one crane of this type used to build a cathedral or a building, and how long did it take, or did it need more cranes?
They had more cranes for sure, and I think to build a cathedral takes about 100 years. So some cathedrals were made for 100 years, some for 500 years. So
how did you happen to decide that it would be used for Tocnik Castle? Is it not more practical to use present day equipment?
No, it isn't. It's a really difficult location of the castle. It's up the hill, really high, and there is just a small road up there, and it's really nearby impossible to get the contemporary crane there. So,
how on earth do you move this up?
Oh, it's like a Lego. You can
dismantle it.
You can dismantle it and man it on the place, so it's no problem. You don't need any power, just human power.
When I see you working, it looks like a hamster running in a wheel. How does it feel?
Oh, that feeling is quite nice. It's, you know, because it's just, you are nearby nothing and you can move anything, so it's really powerful.
Carpenter Ondřej Protiva, one of the men who helped to create a man-powered medieval crane, which is currently at Prague Castle. Now, the crane can be seen in the north courtyard until the end of September.